Felipe Nyusi says TotalEnergies can safely resume $20 billion LNG project. Mozambique's President Felipe Nyusi on Wednesday said it was safe for TotalEnergies to restart its Cabo Delgado liquefied natural gas (LNG) project that was halted in 2021 following insurgent attacks on civilians. The issue was given great prominence on Wednesday, 26, in the speech by the President of the Republic, Felipe Nyusi, as part of the opening of the 9th edition of the Mozambique Mining and Energy Conference and Exhibition, MMEC. An Islamic State-linked insurgency in the northern Mozambican province has claimed thousands of lives since it broke out in 2017, disrupting multi-billion dollar investments, including the $20 billion LNG project in which TotalEnergies has a 26.5% stake. Nyusi said that Mozambique wanted to take advantage of the current high prices of LNG and the global shift towards cleaner sources of energy. The working environment and security in northern Mozambique makes it possible for Total to resume its activities anytime, Nyusi said. TotalEnergies was not immediately available to comment, but in February it said the situation in Cabo Delgado had improved significantly after African countries deployed troops to help Mozambique's security forces deal with the insurgency in 2021. The Energy Majors Chairman and Chief Executive Patrick Poyan visited Mozambique 2 months ago to meet Nyusi and review the security and humanitarian situation in Cabo Delgado. After Poyan's visit, TotalEnergies announced the appointment of Jean-Christophe Ruffin, who it said was an expert in humanitarian action and human rights, to independently assess the situation in Cabo Delgado province. This assessment would help TotalEnergies and its partners decide if conditions were right to resume the project. According to Felipe Nyusi, the gas projects underway in the north are of great importance and place the country on the roster of global gas value chains, which gives greater visibility and openness for development, especially since the first shipment of LNG by Coral Sul has already been made. Outside of gas projects, the head of state revealed in his speech that the extractive industry has seen significant growth, rising from 1.8% of gross domestic product, GDP, in 2011 to close to 10.6% in 2022. This rise reflects the development of the Motais coal project in Tete, the Moma, Pebane and Chibuto heavy sands projects in the provinces of Nampula, Zambezia and Gaza, notwithstanding the ruby and graphite projects being developed in Cabo Delgado, he explained. The extractive sector primarily impacts on exports and on the network of small and medium enterprises, SMEs, that supply goods and services. The value chain network includes more than 151,000 traders, of which 42% are women, he added. The extractive sector has influenced the increase in exports and external balance, as well as the strengthening of foreign exchange reserves, job creation, diversification of the economy, capturing tax revenues, improving the balance of public accounts and energy generation, he detailed. As a way of safeguarding resources, the president said that recently mechanisms had been created to combat the smuggling of minerals, such as gold and gems. On the other hand, specifically regarding the conference, the statesman said that the sustainable exploration of resources should be promoted in a way that benefits the state, investors, communities and the national business community. We should bring a human face to the extractive industry so that the benefits are tangible, he stressed. In the same vein, the head of state revealed that Mozambique is in the process of joining two major international bodies, namely, the Green Economy Financing Facility, GEFF, and the African Petroleum Producers Organization, APO, in order to ensure an open, transparent and responsible management of mineral resources. GEFF is a funding line generally aimed at low-income countries and APO is a means of cooperation and harmonization of collaboration and knowledge sharing among African oil-producing countries. The conference organized by the Ministry of Mining Resources and Energy, MIREME, through the National Hydrocarbons Company, ENH, in partnership with AM Mozambique and AME Trade, is being held in Maputo, under the theme, Using Mozambique's Natural Resources for Transformative and Sustainable Economic Development, and will last for 2 days, 26 and 27, where it will bring together leaders, businessmen and experts in the extractive and oil and gas fields.